There have been several newspapers which have had articles on Donald Cook, which were derogatory in nature. They indicated that when he resigned from the Department of Justice, he received substantial payroll or legal fees from companies which were under the control of the Office of Alien Property of the Department. I would suggest, sir, before further consideration is given, that we complete the full field check, which can be done simply in a matter of days.
I know all about that. I hired him after that because what he did, he and a boy named Berger formed a partnership, and some of the companies that were under regulation employed him because they were experts, and they delivered value received and had a lot more because they were expert counsels. But if you go and find out if they delivered value received, because I think it, Paul Douglas, as I remember it, raised a question because Shaughnessy went up, had a man he wanted to go on SEC, as I remember it, and they turned over stuff to Paul Douglas, and Paul Douglas tried to point out that, like, this company might have been favored or might have been given something, and what it was, it's just like if you went out into private life tomorrow and opened your office investigating whether or not if I went into business, if I employed you, because I know about your work and you're competent and I damn sure want you. And you don't employ a stranger, you employ somebody who knows how to do the job. The whole question is whether he received value. And I don't know whether they got 50,000, as I recall it, 40,000 or 50,000 over a period of time, and they probably performed 100,000 worth of work.
Yes,
and the Senate went ahead and confirmed him, as I remember it, after that, and then he went ahead and took the chairmanship of the SEC, and then he went ahead and went to the president of this company, the vice president, and then he was later promoted to presidency.
Yes,
but I want it brought right up to the hour, and we will wait until you can do it, but bring him right up to last night or today, just as soon as you can, as thoroughly as you can, and be sure to see if they performed value received. As I remembered, his partner was Raoul Berger, who's a very able lawyer, and I think Berger did the work. I don't think Cook did.
Yes,
I think Cook was busy with my committee.
Yes,
and but both of them were experienced and very highly competent in that field.
Yes,
and he still is the best. As a matter of fact, unless we find some problems, I think he'll be the ablest cabinet member I have.
Right.
That's my judgment, and we need some ability around this place instead of some of these folks that you've had to deal with the last few years.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That'll be done right away.
And be sure to check it out with the people that paid it and what they did and what kind of work they did for it and whether there's any impropriety at all, because the Senate, I think you'll find they confirmed him, and this was brought out, that's where I remember it. It came up in a charge by Douglas.
Yes, sir.
And they acted and I think completely exonerated him by the vote.
Right. We investigated him back in 49. Of course, that was before all this came up. But the 49 investigation did reflect the Berger matter, and Roy H. Holquist, too. As a matter of fact, you were interviewed back in 49.
Well, you just check him right on through and see if the Senate did confirm him, and check whoever it was employed him. Let me see. As I remember, it's a fellow named Brown with the Sharing Corporation.
Yes, sir.
And check them and see what he did for it, and get down to whether it was a payoff or whether it was value received.
Yes, sir.
And I think you'll find that they did a lot of top-flight legal work for him, just like I would want to employ Edgar Hoover if he retired tomorrow and went into a private business. I would damn sure hire him instead of somebody I didn't know.
Yes, sir.
And I think that's what it was.
That'll be done.
Now, listen, wait a minute. Another one I've got.
It was perfectly obvious that Day had a bone to pick with man at the Kenny O'Donnell over at the White House and the Kennedy people, because they wouldn't grant him the patronage he wanted. He claimed that they were trying to stuff patronage down his throat in the post office department. He also claimed that they were not allowing him to see the president. Therefore, he was resigning in disgust.
What have you ever found out about Suburban Trust and our friend, or have you all, is Internal Revenue handling that, friend?
Internal Revenue, Mr. President, to handle that phase of it. Kempson Bank did not want to issue a subpoena to the FBI so that we could look at the files of Suburban Trust. He said that Internal Revenue could do it without a subpoena. And they were the ones to check that out, and I frankly have never seen the results of it.
I haven't either. Do you know anything else on that front?
No, sir, I don't. Everything is extremely quiet at this time.
What happened at the hearing the other day, do you know?
No, sir, I don't, but I can find out. Find out very easily. As a matter of fact, we have a former agent who has kept me constantly advised, and I, of course, kept Walter constantly advised, so he could tell you.
Well, you might find out without disturbing anybody. If there's anything that came into it, we ought to know about.
I can do that very easily, and I'll do it from now on.
Call me. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Bring this Cook thing up to date, and then bring the Brawley file over as soon as you can look at it. I want to see what is involved here.
All right.
Because he's with the National Committee.
Yes, sir.
And he's had 17 years service, and he wants to finish out his retirement service in some position in the government, and I don't want to appoint anybody.
Well, you know, of course, he did leave the post office department because of his argument with this fellow.
Today.
Day. Yes,
but what he wants now is, I would imagine, some kind of a job with aide or somebody else around where he can get 3 years service.
Yes, sir.
And what he ought to do is try to get it on the Hill, but he'll have it here, and I want you to tell me whether there's any reason why I shouldn't let him do it. He's a problem for us. We don't want him over there. We've got to stop those expenditures.
Yes, sir.
And I don't want a man who's worked 17 years to get thrown out without being able to make his retirement.
I understand.
So I wouldn't mind employing him for 3 years if it's not anything that's in his record that... why I shouldn't, but if it is, I don't want to. I stand all the damn problems I can with Bobby Baker and Walter.
Yes, sir.
So you watch for me and get it right up to date.
I'll do that, Mr. President.
Waiting.